Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mads Henriksen, and he is one of the interns at the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Mads.
Good morning.
So, as an intern, you're not here for a long time, but when did you arrive?
I arrived in the middle of August, the 15th of August.
Okay. And how much longer will you be here in Elkhorn at the museum?
Through January.
Okay, you know what? That's going to go by really quickly. The end of January is almost here, actually. So what is your job here as an intern?
I work in the Institutional Archives of the museum. The Institutional Archives is all the papers, documents that has been put in the museum through the administration and the board meetings and everything, all the papers that describes the business of this museum.
I don't know, that could be really interesting, but it could also be pretty boring. So why is that important? Why is that your job here?
Well, because it's very important for, I think, all institutions to keep a record of their own history, so historians can go back and have a look on all the work that has been put into this place and why did people do it. And, you know, it's this museum, you know, tries to preserve the Danish heritage in America and so on. So I think at some point it could be very interesting to go back and see what has been done to preserve the Danish heritage in America.
Yes, and even now the story of how it all came about is an interesting story, because of course it, just that part of it's a pretty long history of how people get this happen here. Let's talk a bit about your background. Can you describe where you grew up, a little bit about your family?
Well, I grew up in a small town on the island of Fyn in Denmark. That's in the middle of Denmark. And I have a lot of siblings and a mom and dad and, you know, yeah.
A lot. How many is that?
Well, I have six siblings. Okay. So.
And are you in the middle, or where are you at in that group?
I'm one of the youngest ones. I'm number six in that ranking.
Somehow, you know, some psychologists say there's something really important about where you are in that ranking. What encouraged you? Why did you decide you wanted to apply to be an intern at this museum?
I've always been very interested in American culture, so I thought, well, this could be very interesting to live in the Midwest and work at a American workplace and, you know, just get the experience. Mm-hmm. So this was a great opportunity.
So what has surprised you? Anything that you know, you read the books and you hear the news and all that sort of thing. Anything that surprised you, said, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen?
Oh, a lot of things. But especially how many soybeans and cornfields that can be in one place.
You look miles and miles, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. Uh-huh. There are.
And I'm guessing, I'm not a real good geography person, that there are probably not many fields in Denmark that are anywhere near as large as the ones you see here.
Not at all.
No. And if we saw fields, whatever size, what would be growing in your area of Denmark?
Oh, a lot of things. Wheat, oat, rye, barley, sugar beets, you know, everything.
Okay. A lot of cereals you mentioned there. And what is the purpose of the sugar beets?
Well, to produce sugar, but not as much anymore. But in my, because the sugar factory in Assens closed down, but they still do it down on the island of Lolland.
Oh, very interesting. Now, I want to we skip from where you grew up to kind of your work here. In between, what is your background in schooling? What has been your employment experience?
Well, I have a bachelor's degree in history and social sciences, and now I'm studying my master's degree in history. Mm-hmm. Actually, the longest employment I've had has been in the in the Danish church, where I've been employed since 98. When I was 8 years old, I started singing for Sunday services.
And have people discovered your skill, your ability here in Elkhorn in the area as yet? Have you performed?
No, not yet, but we're performing on the 15th of December, I think, at the Christmas Hygge at the Brown Bag Lunch at the museum.
Yes. So that's one of the benefits. You said, you know, you learn a lot about America and Americans, but one of the benefits are all the things that you get to do here as a part of the staff. And as I understand, you really are a part of the staff here. What are some of the things you kind of get in on for these events and so on?
Well, yeah, we work here full time, and we're taking part in the everyday life at the museum. We take part in the staff meetings, and we've just been discussing the new core exhibit for the museum that will be up in the spring of 2017. So yeah, it's amazing to take part in this workplace.
Now, you mentioned an event that's coming up on December 15th. Tell me, can you tell me what is that? What's the purpose?
Oh, the purpose of that event is to celebrate the Danish Christmas Hygge, which is, you know, we get together and have a good time with some songs and some gluck maybe and some Christmas cookies and everything. So yeah, that's going to be great.
It's a, you know, every culture has various kinds of celebrations, and that's one that you get to participate in here. What are some things that you perhaps would like to see or like to do before you go back to Denmark now in at the end of January?
Well, I'm going to Pittsburgh over Christmas and New Year's and watch my football team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Two home games, so I'm looking very much forward to doing that.
You're so American. I just already part of that football culture. Okay, I want to talk about, since you mentioned glug, I'm not sure I said that quite right, but what are some of the things you miss, some foods you miss from home, and what are some of your favorites from here?
Well, I miss the Danish rye bread. We have some very good bread back home in Denmark, and you know, that's just such a core in the Danish food. Mm-hmm. So I really miss the Danish rye bread, mm-hmm. and maybe with some leverpostej.
Ah.
Well, but Deb here at the museum makes a very nice leverpostej, so I've had that, but I really miss the Danish bread.
Okay. And what are some favorites of foods here that perhaps you don't ordinarily eat at home? Anything special?
Well, I love the ribs and and the wings, and you know, I love the food you have over here as well.
Well, and that's all a part of that changing culture, although I think any more food, you know, you can get almost any kind of food wherever you are, no matter where you travel. Let's talk about your future. You've had you're starting your master's degree, you've been working here. What do you think is ahead for you?
Well, when I go home to Denmark, I have to write my master thesis. Mm-hmm. So that's going to take a couple of months, and then I have to find myself a job. I hope to be working in the museum business or in an archive, so I hope I can do some research. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just work. If I can get a job where I work with history, that would be great.
It's a major interest of yours. We're visiting with Mads Henriksen, who is an intern at the Museum of Danish America. So kind of one last question for you. When we visit Denmark, let's say we're going to come to visit Denmark, what are some of the things that we really should see or do?
Well, you should go to the island of Fyn. It's, I think, the most beautiful place in Denmark. It's called the Garden of Denmark. So you have your apple orchards, you have some very nice farms, and you know, it's very fertile. And then I would definitely get some smørrebrød. That's the Danish open sandwiches on rye bread. That's some amazing food, and maybe a little akvavit along with it. So yeah, that would be something true Danish to do.
Right, and I think when we go to visit, we certainly need to do that. We want to thank you very much, Mads Henriksen, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. Surround yourself with people who believe in you more than you do yourself.